Welcome to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast for corporate refugees who want to do more of what they love and get paid what they're worth. I'm David Schreiner Kahn, your guide and community builder. Smashing the Plateau is more than just a podcast. We're a platform offering resources, accountability, and camaraderie to high-performing professionals who are making the leap from the corporate career track to entrepreneurial business ownership. If you'd like to learn more about how you can do more of what you love and get paid what you're worth, go to smashingtheplateau.com or email us at info@smashingtheplateau.com.
There is a lot of responsibility in what we do. And as a result, taking action daily is critical. And doing it in a peaceful and peace of mind and calm way has always been important to me, because I felt that, you know, the world is becoming more noisy and there's always something to stress about. And my goal is to try and reduce the noise and the stress and focus on what's important.
In this episode, we explore what it really takes to step out of a stable corporate identity and build something uniquely your own. You'll hear how Asan Karim navigated the uncertainties of entrepreneurship, embracing reinvention, learning to thrive amidst change, and discovering the power of community support along the way. Together, we'll unpack the mindset shifts, daily habits, and accountability structures that turn ambition into sustainable progress. If you've ever wondered how to maintain clarity and momentum as you carve your own path, this conversation is filled with insights to help you move forward with purpose and confidence. Now let's welcome Asan Karim. Asan is the founder of Momentum Club, a micro-coaching community that helps professionals and entrepreneurs take consistent action with clarity and peace of mind. He's also the founder of Light Vision Group, a digital strategy and consulting agency that supports purpose-driven businesses and nonprofits with operations, finance, and digital growth. With over two decades of experience spanning corporate IT, education, nonprofit leadership, and digital marketing, Asan blends real-world strategy with daily accountability. Through daily emails, premium coaching, and practical tools, he helps high performers stay focused, execute with intention, and grow sustainably. Asan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, pleasure. Great to have you on again. So Asan, in previous episodes, we discussed your journey from the corporate world to entrepreneurship. What initially triggered your interest in becoming an entrepreneur after your corporate career?
So as I was completing my 10 to 12 years in the corporate world, I wanted to do something different where I could see what I was doing having an impact quicker. And also, I wanted to get involved in the education world, because one of the things that that benefited my skills in the corporate world was I was training corporate employees, and I loved the teaching aspect of it. And I also liked working with teams globally. And that piqued my interest in education, because I wanted to have more direct impact, specifically with entrepreneurs and students.
And did you have any entrepreneurial background prior to corporate, or is there, like, do you come from an entrepreneurial family?
Yes and no. My father was very much an engineer and corporate employee. He worked for the UN and World Bank for many years. Both my grandfathers, however, were very entrepreneurial. And I, in my childhood, for about 4 to 5 years, I did grow up with my grandparents. So my grandparents had a big influence in my interest in entrepreneurship.
Great. And you also started a digital marketing company. Right. Besides your interest in education, why digital marketing?
So in 2009, in that time frame, it was important to start an online presence because it was somewhat new. And I am always attracted to new technologies. I was in the corporate world, in IT specifically, and I wanted to learn something new that would change the future of entrepreneurship. So I felt that digital marketing was just starting out at that time, David, and there were so many new and interesting things. I wanted to teach myself what was current and relevant, and then at the same time, service whatever clients would be relevant for me. And that took a number of years, and I'm still evolving, as you know, and we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, actually, what I was going to ask you is, how did these various aspects of your corporate background, interest in entrepreneurship, interest in education, your background in education, and also digital marketing, how do these all come together with Momentum Club to the extent that they may or may not come together?
Yes. So I need to go back a little bit to around 1998-99 time frame, where I started in I had a degree in business and I was working in the hospitality banking industry. And as a young career person, I became interested in technology. And I went to DePaul University and took a course called Computer Career Program that taught me assembly language, a mainframe and such. Those platforms are more relevant back then. But, banks still use it, I believe. That was my first start to learning something new, right? So I took that course. I kind of reinvented myself in a way at that time. And right after I graduated in 9 months, I got an offer from a consulting company, a well-known consulting company. And I had a great 10 years with that global company. And I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. It was a 60,000 at that time, a 60,000 employee company, and it grew to almost more than 200,000 by the time I left in 2009. So expansion, growth, learning new things was all part of that journey, David. So that's kind of when I started thinking about reinventing myself back in 1998, 99, and that has been a theme in my career and my life.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm really curious to know is, in all of this process, where structured support may or may not fit in, or you have felt that structured support might have been lacking for you in this process?
Yes, that's a great question and something that I really like to kind of dig into a little bit. So structured support depends on what it is. In the corporate world, as I was part of 3 or 4 teams throughout my 10-year journey, there was support there in what I was learning and what I was doing. I was part of a team. As I was building my own interest and as I was learning my own technology skills, right, to build my own self as an entrepreneur, structured support was lacking. I mean, at that time, at least I didn't find it. A community like yours, David, I would like to talk a little bit about, where it provides the accountability, the support, bringing great people together, like-minded entrepreneurs, and meeting once a week. That has been a wonderful support for me, and also to be able to provide whatever I may be able to contribute, right? And that's something that's very important to me, is not only just to learn and get feedback from others, but also be able to provide something of value. And that what also motivates me, and that was a big part of my switch to entrepreneurship. So to kind of answer your question about the structured support, I felt that back in 2009, at least when I made the switch, I could not find a community right away that fit kind of my interest and my goals, right? And I looked on YouTube and I found many different things, and I was kind of exploring as well. I took my time to find a community like yours, David, you know, which was a wonderful addition to what I was doing.
Yeah. Are there specific hurdles that you have found that the structure and accountability helped you overcome?
Absolutely, yes. So when I was going through various changes in my business model, because when I started, I was doing more websites for small businesses, and then I switched to still doing websites, but being more specific to certain industries. Structure, support, and a community was very important because I was able to talk to entrepreneurs who had been in their own business for 10, 20 years and get their feedback on things that they learned from, you know, mistakes that they made, that they learned from. So that was really huge. And that kind of helped me make many key decisions, David.
Yeah. So what might be an example of a decision that you made that you wouldn't have made without community support?
So one decision that I made, so I was doing, I had, you know, multiple clients and in multiple different industries, and which, you know, I enjoy working with entrepreneurs in general. So that was the reason I was doing it for a number of years. But as I was meeting in small groups and getting feedback on a weekly basis, such as yours, David, one of the themes that came up for me, because the other entrepreneurs in the group got to know me, my skill set, they got to see how I operate from their perspective. And the feedback I received was to niche down more to specifically nonprofit or education type of businesses. Not that I couldn't do others, but these were key niches that I had more expertise in and that needed the help that I was offering. So that was one of the things that really helped me get into the nonprofit and education sector as a consultant, David.
Mm. And Ahsan, how did all of this feedback lead you to start Momentum Club?
So as I've been working as an entrepreneur since 2009, and even before, you know, small projects and things like that, I always felt that being an entrepreneur was somewhat of a lonely journey because you are the owner, I am the owner, and we have our business. We may have a team of 2, 5, 6 people, depending on the project. But the accountability part, you know, ultimately, we as the owners are accountable for the revenue or losses or what have you. So there is a lot of responsibility in what we do. And as a result, taking action daily is critical. And doing it in a peaceful and peace of mind and calm way has always been important to me because I felt that, you know, the world is becoming more noisy and there's always something to stress about. And my goal is to try and reduce the noise and the stress and focus on what's important. So over the years, as I came across communities such as yours, I felt that key aspects of being in a community helped, as we talked about earlier. So what I wanted to do with Momentum Club is that create my own community where there, I had two goals, right? Micro-coaching, accountability. And I wanted to provide useful content daily as a form of a blog, David, but also those who are interested could join in a small group chat type of a format, and we could encourage each other, also provide some type of support to each other as we come across obstacles. And this would take in the form of weekly group chat, right? And I would be the coach, myself and my business partner. We would provide the micro coaching as needed because each of us have entrepreneurial experience. We have technology experience, and we founded multiple websites and brands. So we can provide support with that. So that's why I started Momentum Club, is to provide the daily content to help boost people's morale as we're going along this journey. And at the same time, those who are interested in having more contact with myself and others like-minded entrepreneurs, I provided that chat forum where they could join. And so right now, the blog is always free. Joining that accountability micro-coaching group, there is a small fee. And the fee is to just put some money down to show that, yes, you know, I am serious about holding myself accountable and taking daily action. So the money is not as important as taking the step of doing daily and weekly accountability, because that's one of the things that helped me succeed in my projects over the years.
Yeah. What's an example of a kind of daily action that you have taken that has really worked well for you?
So one of the things that I do daily is before I start my day, I try to take 2 to 5 minutes to just clear my head. There are always things to do, and we'll never run out of things to do, right, David?
That's for sure, Hassan.
But I like to look at it as something that I always want to look forward to my day, even though the day may have things that I don't necessarily want to do and I still have to do. But overall, there are things in the day that I'll enjoy doing, interacting with clients, customers, peers, and many things such as that. But I take 2 to 5 minutes just to focus, meditate, and I love nature. And I love writing down my thoughts. So those are two ways I try to clear my head, is I'll just write down whatever that comes to me at the time, and I'll put it down in my journal. And it doesn't, I made a rule for myself that there is no rule, right, to writing. So I'll write whatever comes. So what that helps me do is it empties my mind so that I can start the day strong. And I try, the other thing I do, David, is if I have a challenging task, I try to address it early in the day, because later in the afternoon, my energy is more drained, I'm more tired. So those are a couple of things. And then I also believe in being active, so going for walks. I love Forest Preserve near me, and you know, my wife and I will take a walk whenever we can. But 3 to 4 days a week, I try to do some kind of physical activity as well.
Yeah. And what's the result of taking those small daily actions?
The result is that I believe I get more done in a given week. And I don't want to make it sound like it's easy. It's never easy for any one of us. I believe that, you know, if we take on a big task, there are always challenges. But by taking those steps, I'm giving myself the tools and the energy to address what's needed in a mindful way. And when I'm dealing with somebody who's stressed or maybe upset, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen, then it gives me the ability to step back and put everything in perspective so that I don't lose my temper, or I don't, I stay stable as I'm dealing with difficult situations. So that's critical.
Yeah. So, which also, I think, ties into your ability to be not just more productive, but more effective in the use of your time. Because I think what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week, and hopefully we're not working all of those hours. But whatever time we do devote to income-producing activities, I know in particular, if we're able to move the needle even a little bit on a single day, then over the course of many weeks, many months, or certainly over many years, we will improve our overall outcome significantly, because you know, even a tiny percentage improvement every single day adds up over the course of a year.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I write about in the Momentum Club blog, David, is that, you know, celebrate the small wins, because, you know, it all adds up. And oftentimes, and, you know, I do this myself, where I'm looking at the things that I haven't done or I haven't gotten to, but I forget to recognize the things that I have done. And you know, it happens to me often, but I try to catch myself. And that's where the writing comes in useful, right? Just to write down the things on a weekly basis that I was able to accomplish, or, you know, that I helped my team accomplish, or, you know, whatever it may be. So that way we can see the big picture, not just the things that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, recognizing wins is very important. So thanks for mentioning that. Hasan, what's the most crucial piece of advice you would offer to a high-performing professional who's considering making the leap from a corporate career to entrepreneurship, particularly when it comes to seeking support and a community like what you found in Smashing the Plateau?
So I would say, David, it would be not one specific thing, but it would be several points put into a one package. So this is what I would say to somebody. So if somebody is in the corporate world looking to make that move, number one, they should look at their finances to say, am I financially secure? Because when you're in the corporate world, you have that paycheck coming in every 2 weeks or so, right? So you can count on that, unless, you know, things like job cuts do happen. But in general, you have the security of knowing you have a job and you'll be getting a paycheck. Now, when you become an entrepreneur, that's not always true, because you're new to this, whatever business you've started. So you're still acquiring clients. So the income may be there, it may be less, or it may fluctuate month to month. So to really plan for that, that's number one, because to have that financial peace of mind is number one. Number two, I would say, is consider doing your side hustle for maybe a year or so, so that you have enough income and experience to make that switch. That way, you know that it's a proven process or proven business you've created, and then you have steady income and you can make that switch. I do recommend that. And then the third point I would say is finding a community like yours, Smashing the Plateau. And I'll say this, David, that, you know, as I start new mini projects within my entrepreneurial journey and I'm in your community, I bring the idea forward and we have a number of people not just providing support, but also telling me what I need to hear, not necessarily what I want to hear, right? Because that is critical to me. So finding a community like that, I would say put in the research and talk to others who have done so and find out what are things that they're liking as part of the community and what are some of the things that they would like to see more of. And then finding a community and joining, you know, giving it a try for a month or 2 or 3 months and see if that. The other thing that I'm benefiting from, David, in your community is building in public within your ecosystem, right? So as I'm building Momentum Club, I'm putting weekly updates out there and I'm putting the steps of what I'm doing to build. I have 2 or 7 subscribers or whatever it may be. And then next week, I hope to grow the number of subscribers, but I'm showing all my work in that community in the hopes that others may get ideas from it, you know, take my steps and utilize as needed. But I also get feedback from others to say, okay, do this, maybe try that, and maybe not that. So it's a two-way street, definitely. But I am really very much enjoying building within your community and showing the work.
Yeah. Hasan, thank you for sharing these key points about creating a solid financial plan, trying something while you still have corporate income, and connecting with the right kinds of people in a supportive community. Ahsan, if somebody wants to go deeper with anything we've discussed today, learn more about you or about Momentum Club, get in touch with you, where's the best place to go?
So the best place to go, I would say, would be my LinkedIn profile, and we can link that in the chat, in your notes, I believe, in the show notes.
In the show notes, yeah, we'll put that in.
Yes. And also, I would encourage everybody to go to your community website, David, Smashing the Plateau, because I find I've received so much value from you and your community that I believe that anybody who's an entrepreneur can benefit from that type of support. So if somebody's interested in what I'm doing, I would encourage them to come and check out your website, but you on LinkedIn. And that's the best way, really, to see what I'm building is to give David's community a try. It's really benefited me immensely over the years.
Thank you for sharing that. Ahsan, I want to thank you so much for coming back on Smashing the Plateau and giving us an update about your journey, share some great insights about succeeding as an entrepreneur. My guest today has been the CEO of Light Vision Group, Ahsan Karim. Thank you, Ahsan, for joining us.
Thank you again, David, for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Smashing the Plateau. Our mission is empowering people like you to do more of what you love and get paid what you're worth. Help us spread the message that you can connect passion with profit. Please share this episode with a friend, share it on LinkedIn, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. I wish you much success in smashing your plateau. See you on our next episode.